Bringing Christ to the nations and the nations to the church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
The Potter's Graceful Hands by Jane Fryer for Friday, October 18th, 2019. The text is Isaiah chapter 64, verse 8. But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are the potter. We are all the work of your hand. When the Lord sends you tribulation, he expects you to tribulate. So preaches a fire and brimstone evangelist from Mississippi, as reported by Paul Harvey in one of his Rest of the Story broadcasts. Given our choice, few of us would choose tribulating as a way of life. Yet our Father allows many of his children to pass through experiences we feel unbearable. After a devastating loss, or after weeks, months of perpetual anguish, we numbly ask, why? Isaiah once wrote, "Woe to him who quarrels with his maker, to him who is but a potsherd, a shard of pottery among the potsherds on the ground. Does clay say to the potter, 'What are you making?'" This stern warning from Isaiah has become for me a solid source of comfort, because the Holy Spirit will use these words in my life. Perhaps the Holy Spirit will use these words in your life as well. Would you pray with me? Lord, you know your children are but clay. Often life cracks and breaks us until we believe our lives themselves are useless and worthless. Yet you delight to pick us up, Father. You shape and mold and press us until we become pleasing vessels, beautiful objects to contain your love. You expend so much effort on us. Much creative thought goes into your craftsmanship until gradually we become unique vessels made for the service of the King of Kings. We become your new creation. We who were but one of countless broken and useless potsherds have been given purpose and value, and we praise you for your work. Yet we know a price must be paid. You, the potter, you consign the greenware into the kiln, into the furnace. Soft and full, the vessels emerge from the fire, diamond hard, mirror smooth. Pottery that is forever unfired will be forever unfit. I know in my heart of hearts that this is so, but in the suffocating darkness of the kiln, I cry out to you, my God, why? Why have you made me thus? What are you making me? What is the design you have for my life? I sometimes doubt the process, and I lash out against you, the designer. Father, I forget your unalterable love. I forget the excruciating burden of your son who bore the world's pain. And in doing so, he cried out too, my God, why? In all my uncertainty and distress, I know that Jesus went before me. I know he suffered alone that he might calm forever my doubts of your love, so that I might never doubt your presence, even when I pass through the fire. Fill the yawning loneliness of my anguish with your peace. Give me strength to go on. I, who am but clay, I yearn for your glory. By the Savior's blood, reveal to me a glimmer of the glory in your plan. Heavenly Father, you are the potter. I am the clay. Make of me a vessel fit for service in your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.